Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, including levy sponsors and emergency managers, and the media. I'm Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call will be recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All users should be muted. To unmute your line, to ask a question, you'll use the unmute function on the computer screen, or please mute your phone and then unmute to ask a question. We have with us representatives from the National Weather Service, Ben Ciprell, and Missouri River Water Management Division to provide updates on runoff conditions, and question and answers will take place at the end of the call. With that, I'm going to hand the call over to Ben from the National Weather Service.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. All right. So good afternoon. And I want to take this moment. Thanks to CORE again for inviting NOAA to take place in this series of calls this afternoon. So the remaining snowpack across the mountainous headwaters of the Missouri River Basin is now limited to the highest elevations of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. Peak snowpack has occurred slightly below normal in April, and above average temperatures in May have accelerated the melt, and that's resulted in below average snow water equivalent across both the upper Missouri and Platte River basins heading into June. So this sets the stage for below average runoff, with the timing and the rate remaining snowmelt playing a critical role in shaping stream flow responses and downstream water supply conditions through the rest of the melt season. So water supply forecasts developed by us here at the National Weather Service were issued yesterday. And just to be clear, over time, observed runoff is added to the modeled runoff for any remaining months. So the percent of normal reflects the entire time period of April through September. So our June numbers, again, which include the observed and now the remaining modeled, continue to suggest that April to September mountain runoff volumes will continue to be below normal. So for the Milk River Basin, at the Eastern Crossing, we're looking at 31% of normal in terms of runoff. Missouri River above Fort Peck at 84%. The Yellowstone River at Sydney at 85%. The North Platte at 76%. And the South Platte at 60%. Some good news, though. Soil moisture conditions across the Missouri River Basin have shown marked regional differences. Recent precipitation has led to notable improvements in soil moisture across the Dakotas, northeastern Wyoming, and northwestern Nebraska. In contrast, though, central and eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, and northern Missouri have experienced below normal rainfall, resulting in declining soil moisture levels over the past month. And meanwhile, the southern half of Missouri remains excessively wet due to persistent precipitation throughout the month and as far back as late winter. So as a result, the latest drought monitor released just this morning shows overall drought coverage in the basin has declined from 48% on May 6th to roughly 41%. So for those areas not experiencing drought or are abnormally dry, flooding has occurred since our last call across Montana and Wyoming. Isolated flooding has occurred due to a combination of above normal temperatures and late season precipitation falling on melting snowpack, especially in the mountainous headwaters where snowmelt has accelerated early to mid-May. One area in particular that you can actually see on the map and in this line in front of you is that orange box, which is Logan, Montana, in the upper headwaters of the Missouri River Basin. In addition to that, we've had periods of heavy rainfall in the latter half of May, led to short-term flooding in parts of North and South Dakota, as well as soil moisture improvements, substantially contributing to runoff and subsequent localized rises in stream flow. Now, in closing, the most widespread and significant flooding has been in the lower basin, even as of late, where excessive rainfall over saturated soils has led to elevated river levels and prolonged high flows on tributaries and mainstem rivers. So that takes us to the slide in front of you. Looking ahead, our office issues 90-day river outlooks towards the end of each month. The most recent 90-day outlook was run in late May, May 20th, and covers the three-month period now through late August. So the map I'm showing on this slide depicts the result of the river outlook at that time for 400-plus locations we monitor across the basin. So based on this slide, flood risk is denoted by the color of particular river stations, with green meaning less than 50% chance for flooding, orange being greater than 50% for minor flooding, red for moderate, and purple for major. So again, our most recent outlook as of May 20th indicates that areas with a greater than 50-50 chance of seeing flooding through late August is mainly confined to eastern Kansas and west central into central Missouri, with minor to moderate flooding being outlooked. But as always, the risk of flooding between now and late August is dependent upon the timing and location of any significant rainfall events. Undoubtedly, thunderstorm activity in the lower basin will continue to drive flooding in that area, has been the case again in the last 72 hours. So that said, take note that this recent outlook as of May 20th is not encompassing the recent rains that have impacted the lower basin. Our next outlook, three-month outlook, is scheduled for June 17th. So that concludes my briefing, and I will turn it back over to Eileen. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen, and thank you, Ben. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division. Our office is responsible for regulating the Missouri River Mainstream Reservoir System. This is the fifth of our 2025 monthly stakeholder calls. I will provide some general remarks, and then I will turn the discussion over to my senior staff for more detailed information. As always, I want to assure everyone in the basin that the Corps of Engineers remains fully committed to our flood risk reduction mission, protecting people and businesses when we can from significant runoff events that pose a threat to human health and safety. Further, it is important to understand that the volume, timing, and location in which runoff enters the system significantly impacts the timing and amount of water released from the reservoirs. Each runoff season or flood event is unique. Care should be taken when comparing one event to another. We at the Corps of Engineers understand the importance of the Missouri River in providing water for irrigation, municipal, and industrial uses throughout the basin. We operate the system to meet the water supply requirements of the basin to the extent reasonably possible. There is presently and will be adequate water in the reservoirs and in the river reaches between the reservoirs and below the system to serve all water supply needs. I do want to remind everyone that the Corps of Engineers does not provide or guarantee access to the water. Maintaining access to the water is the individual facility owner-operator's responsibility. Further, we will continue to meet our statutory obligations to operate the Missouri River Mainstream Reservoir System for its authorized purposes, as described in the Master Water Control Manual. We will also continue to comply with all laws and the provisions of the 2018 Biological Opinion. Lastly, the runoff forecast and the projected reservoir releases and pool levels that Kevin Stom and Mike Swenson will be discussing are based on the best available information. As we move through the year, actual conditions may be different. This concludes my opening remarks. Thank you very much. I will now turn the discussion over to Kevin Stom.
Okay, thank you, John. So we'll move to slide six. Right. Looking back at observed precipitation as a percent of normal over the past 30 days, well above normal rainfall occurred over the central and western Dakotas, the Front Range of Colorado, and western and central Nebraska. The heaviest amounts in the Dakotas range from 6 to 8 inches over a week in mid-May, equating to over 200% of normal precipitation. In contrast, drier than normal conditions have been prevalent in large areas of Montana and Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, and northern Missouri. Over the past 90 days, these areas of below normal precipitation are more pronounced in northern Montana, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri, where less than 70% of normal springtime precipitation was common. However, the 90-day percent of normal in western North Dakota and northwestern South Dakota is well above normal. On to slide seven. Temperatures of the past 30 and 90 days are shown in the figures in this slide. Over the past 30 days, temperatures in the upper basin have been above normal, especially in Montana and Wyoming. Over the past 90 days, the overall departures have ranged from about 2 to 4 degrees above normal throughout most of the Missouri Basin. Next slide. Soil moisture is factored into the forecast as an indicator of wet or dry hydrologic conditions. Soil moisture, as calculated by the Climate Prediction Center's soil model, is depicted as a soil moisture ranking percentile and anomaly on June 3rd. Those two images show below normal soil moisture in the mountains and plains of Montana and Wyoming, and especially in the plains of Nebraska, northern Kansas, Iowa, northern Missouri, despite the recent rainfall. But on a positive note, looking at the seasonal soil moisture anomaly change in the lower right image, the heavy May rainfall in the Dakotas increased soil moisture by 40 to 80 millimeters to levels that are now above normal based on the soil moisture ranking percentiles. Next slide. The National Drought Monitor categorizes drought conditions based on severity. As of June 6th, about 74% of the basin is impacted by some form of dryness or drought condition, while 41% of the basin is classified in official drought. Drought conditions are most severe in Montana, eastern Wyoming, southwestern South Dakota, and Nebraska. So compared to 3 months ago, drought conditions have improved with a reduction of official drought conditions from 62% to 41%. The current seasonal drought outlook indicates drought persisting in existing areas of drought with development likely in much of the Missouri Basin. Next slide. Looking at the Climate Prediction Center's monthly and seasonal outlooks for the month of June on the left, temperature on the left, the CPC is indicating increased chances for above normal temperatures for most of the basin, with the exception of an area of central and southern plains where there are equal chances. The June precipitation outlook indicates increased chances for below normal precipitation in Montana, Wyoming, and the western Dakotas, and equal chances in the northern plains, but increased chances for above normal precipitation in Colorado, southern Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Next slide. Over the June, July, and August period, the CPC is indicating increased chances for above normal temperatures, especially in the U.S. West. And then with regard to precipitation, the CPC is indicating increased chances for below normal precipitation in most of the Missouri Basin. So here in slide 12, the mountain snowpack is a significant contributor to runoff into Fort Peck and Garrison reservoirs. Mountain snowpack typically peaks around April 17th, and snowmelt runoff typically enters the reservoirs in May, June, and July. The mountain snowpack in the above Fort Peck reach, shown on the left graph, peaked at 92% of average on April 5th, and 13% of the annual peak remained on June 4th. The mountain snowpack in the Fort Peck to Garrison reach, shown on the right graph, peaked at 95% of average on April 5th, and 18% of that annual peak remained on June 4th. Mountain snowpack is melting more rapidly than normal, and it typically melts by early July based on the 30-year average line, which is the red bold line. Next slide. The 2025 calendar year runoff forecast for the Upper Missouri Basin above Sioux City as of the June 1 forecast is 19.7 million acre feet, which is 77% of average, and is highlighted as the red bar. This forecast is near the lower quartile, or the lower 25th percentile, of runoff years calculated since 1898. Next slide. So the 2025 annual forecast for the Upper Basin is broken down by a monthly runoff into observed and forecasted runoff in this chart. The observed runoff through April is represented by the blue bars, was below average due to the below average plain snowpack runoff and the drought conditions earlier this year. However, runoff in May was average due to the abundant precipitation in the western and central Dakotas. On a cumulative basis, runoff in the upper basin through the end of May was 79% of average. During the remaining months of the calendar year, we are forecasting below average runoff, which is represented by the gold bars, and this is due to the low remaining mountain snowpack, the below normal precipitation outlook, and above normal temperature outlook. So in summary, the 2025 calendar year runoff forecast is 19.7 million acre feet, which is 77% of average. I will now turn the webinar over to Mike Swenson.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Start with Gavin's Point releases. Gavin's Point releases are currently at 27,000 CFS. Releases will likely remain at that rate for several more days and will then be adjusted as needed to meet the downstream targets. Turning to slide 16 here, system storage is currently at 51.5 million acre feet, 4.6 million acre feet below the base of the annual flood control zone. With respect to the monthly simulations or monthly studies, the basic simulation uses the runoff forecast that Kevin just discussed. Due to the amount of variability that can occur over the next several months, we also develop an upper and lower runoff that are then used in the upper and lower basic simulations. These simulations provide a range of reservoir elevations and releases that may be expected under the different runoff scenarios. The discussion to follow will focus on the basic or most likely runoff forecast. Information on the other simulations is posted on our webpage. Moving on to slide 17 and looking at the upper three reservoirs, Fort Peck, Garrison, and Oahe are currently 6.3, 4.5, and 8.7 feet below the base of their respective flood control pools. As shown on the basic forecast, Fort Peck Reservoir is expected to peak just over elevation 2228, which is about a foot higher than its current elevation. Due to the lower runoff forecast, releases from Fort Peck will be reduced from 10,000 CFS to 9,000 CFS on June 8th. Garrison Reservoir is expected to peak near elevation 1836, slightly under the base of the flood control pool. And again, due to the lower runoff forecast, Garrison summer releases will be reduced from 24,000 to 23,000 CFS on June 8th. Oahe Reservoir likely peaked earlier this spring and is expected to fluctuate near its current elevation this month. Peak releases are expected to average about 30,000 CFS this summer. Now on slide 18, which details the master manual system storage checks. The service level is used to determine releases from Gavin's Point Dam to support navigation, and in combination with the bank stabilization and navigation project to help provide the downstream navigation channel. The navigation service level at the start of the navigation flow support season is typically based on the March 15th system storage. We are currently providing flow support at a level 4,000 CFS below full service. Based on that March 15th storage check, the service level for the remainder of the navigation flow support season and the navigation season length are based on the July 1st system storage. Under the basic forecast, flow support for navigation would be reduced to approximately 4,500 CFS below full service after the July 1st storage check, and there would be a normal 8-month flow support season. For this level of service on the basic forecast, Gavin's Point monthly average releases range from approximately 28,000 to 30,000 CFS. Releases will depend on downstream conditions and will be reduced in response to downstream flooding. The effectiveness of the reservoir system to reduce peak stages along the lower river diminishes as you move downstream due to the travel time. Next slide. Energy generation at the main stem dams under the basic simulation is 8.4 billion kilowatt hours. The long-term average is 9.4 billion kilowatt hours. And the last slide here is slide 20, which shows the Missouri River Basin weekly update, which is found on our website at the address shown on the top of the slide. This webpage gives a general overview of the current conditions in the Missouri River Basin and is updated weekly, usually on Tuesday morning. Thank you. That concludes my remarks. I'll turn it back to Eileen.
Thanks, Mike. So our next call will be July 10th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Time. We'll send the invitations out for that. This is the speaker information. So if you have anyone you're quoting for news stories, this is the name, job title, spellings, things like that. We'll move to the question and answer session. Right now, I can't see how many people we have on the line. We will go in alphabetical order by state, and you'll need to either press star 6 to unmute your phone or unmute your phone on the computer screen. Please identify yourself and the organization that you represent before asking your question. We'll start with the state of Iowa. I will note that I cannot see the chat right now, so if you put your question in chat, I cannot access that to read your question. State of Kansas. Missouri. Montana. Nebraska.
Hi, this is Marjorie Beck with the Associated Press in Omaha, Nebraska. The only question I have, because you can't see the chat, is I would like to get a copy of the slideshow that's been presented.
All right, that's on our website, and I will send you the link to that after the call.
That's perfect. That's all I needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Any others for Nebraska? North Dakota? South Dakota and Wyoming. Anyone who missed the mute button?
Stop sharing and see if there's a question.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Just the one from Marjorie.
Sure.
Okay. Hand it back to John for final comments.
Thank you, Eileen. Just a note here, as we move into the summer, there will be more activities in, on, or near the river and reservoirs, such things as navigation, irrigation, recreation, and so on. Being on or near water is inherently dangerous. Please use the proper safety equipment and procedures and be aware of the existing and forecasted conditions. I encourage everyone to monitor our website for reservoir information as far as pool releases, reservoir pool levels and releases. Also, please pay attention to the weather forecast and local conditions. Conditions can change and sometimes change quite rapidly. Please plan accordingly and exercise safety first. I will offer one last chance for questions before ending the meeting. Going once, going twice. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for calling in today. I also like to thank Ben Cipro for adding his insights. And with that, I'll end the call.